Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant in the solution. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the earth is absolutely on tap for the solution. Well, that's what we claim, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we aim to work towards. You want to help us? LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved in the new media taking center stage today. Would you please? By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. All right, Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Kurt. Men have been blessed forever. Well, not forever, but for the modern times, they've been blessed with Viagra, Kurt, says the mainstream press. And now it's about time for crying out loud, women. And Viagra, that's the plan. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, backs Viagra for women. They got Viagra going on now, Kurt, for women. They back it. They just say they want to make sure that they publish the side effects, but otherwise it's good to go.
Oh, boy.
Now, let me tell you what I think the agenda is, Kurt. You got all these men in the military that are, well, cranked up on Viagra and lonely for their women at home. You got a bunch of women put in the military now. They're in submarines, and they're everywhere, right next to the men, as close as you could possibly get. More close than any woman ought to be to anybody, unless they're married. Nevertheless, what happens is all these men want to, you know, get with all these women, Kurt. The problem is the women don't want to get with the men really enough. And so the men are acting out and raping and pillaging and plundering these women and taking advantage of them and secretly taping them. And what you got to do, though, is crank the women up on Viagra too, Kurt. Then if you do that, they'll all be good to go, bro. Now, I could be wrong, but that seems to be the agenda, where instead of looking towards marriage, Kurt, like we ought to be, between one man and one woman and appropriately, naturally taking care of the needs of individuals in the bounds the Lord has set. Not in a hyped up way, but a natural, normal way. What they're doing is they're ramping up the sexual, expectations, drive, desire, etc. to unrealistic points, Kurt. Turn everybody's sex drive on drug-induced overdrive. And then just put men and women together that are not married in all kinds of scenarios. Doesn't matter the scenario. And that's the agenda of the mainstream press in bed with your government, sir. So the Food and Drug Administration wants Viagra for women. You know, the problem is, Kurt, the women just aren't willing enough and ready enough, and they got to help that happen. Now, I don't mean this to be salacious, ladies and gentlemen, but I am trying to demonstrate to you that's what they're doing. At the same time, the government's running around telling you, man, this is crazy. Men are just raping women all over the place in the military. It's got to stop. This rape culture's got to stop. Then we find out the government was funding Viagra for the soldiers, and now they're promoting and backing Viagra for women, Kurt. You can make no mistake that this is their agenda. And I think it's a sad day, and I think most importantly we got to realize is, hey, they are absolutely going against everything we hold dear, Kurt, striking at the very heart of the foundations of the family, with a husband and wife, or a mom and a dad, legally, lawfully wedded, one man, one woman, welcoming children onto the earth, partnering with God, if you will, to multiply and replenish the earth. Okay, instead of thinking of it in that frame of mind, the family being the fundamental unit of society, I'm talking about the traditional family, what they want to do is just get everybody hopped up on sex, and then they don't care where, how, what, anything. As long as it's not that traditional family scenario, everything's good. If it's the traditional family scenario, first off, you're abusing women, you're downtrodden, and you're basically going to ruin the world by making too many babies, and you're against the homosexuals, and that's who you are if you have a traditional family. It's the most downed institution in the world, and the most hated and abused and mocked in the mainstream all the time. All these perversions seem to be held as the high standard of achievement. A woman that goes in the military, that cranks herself up on Viagra and is involved with as many soldiers as she can be involved in, who rejects babies, who is on a bender career path. Now, there's a real woman. The lady that decides that she wants to be moral, that she wants to save herself for one day, her dream husband, the man of her dreams, that would care for her, that have a home, that have a picket fence, that have children. She would spend time with the children. She would teach them to read. She would love them and help them and take them to their sporting events and to their events and then make dinner for her husband and be home and enjoy the weekends together and work on house projects together and spend time together in the service of their fellow beings and go to church on Sunday and participate in choir and whatever they're going to do. That woman is a nobody. I mean, not only is she backwards and goofy, but, I mean, she probably doesn't have sex at all, you know? And she, well, maybe to have babies, but that's all, you know, to ruin the planet. And then that guy, that father, I mean, he's got to be a goofy idiot. I mean, he's the biggest retard on the planet, that dad. And there they go, downtrodden, abused woman with an out-of-control, belligerent, white, male, extreme father that's goofy, doesn't have a clue. Okay, that's their scenario, Kurt. And this Viagra for Women provides it. Now, you could say, well, Sam, there is a legitimate need for women who are struggling with sexual desire and with their husbands, and there's a need for this. Now, that's the lie they're telling you. Now, is there a problem on occasion? Sure, there's a problem with every scenario. You can always point to the extreme for the problem. But I'm telling you right now, if you reduce the stress on the family, if you lower taxes, if you bring families together, I'm not saying government promote any family, but government could support create a support system for the most stable, safe environment for women and children possible. Okay, and you reduce stress and you get rid of a lot of the chemicals in our society. I don't think men and women have ever had too much of a problem involving and bringing children to the world and drawing closer together as a husband and wife. If it was a too big of a problem, Kurt, we wouldn't be having an increased population on the planet. Okay, so for some, they're lying to you, they're deceiving you, they're manipulating this agenda for a purpose, Kurt. And that's to destroy America, sir. And the family is at the very heart of their attack. There you go. There's my rant on Viagra for Women, Kurt.
Well, very good, Sam. I mean, I don't know what else to really add there. I mean, you've got the bottom line, the solutions, ladies and gentlemen, for Congress, anybody who really feels like, hey, man, this is out of control, hey, they just don't fund it. You know, you turn them people's money back to the people and quit doing these out-of-control stuff from the federal government simply because the House has the power, the purse strings. They could literally say, no more of that, no more of this, no more of that, but it seems like all too often they don't.
All right. You got that right. Anyway, all I can tell you is you write this down and remember who told you. We're going to have more and more sex in the movies, more and more perverted sex everywhere in our society. You're going to have women now involved with abusing children and women cheating on their husbands and husbands cheating on their wives. And you're going to just continue to disintegrate and destroy the family with this Viagra for Women. Again, you create sex-enhancing drugs or sex or drugs that drop inhibitions and create an appetite for something intentionally by manipulating the brain or the hormones in the body or whatever. All I'm telling you is you are asking for trouble. Absolute trouble. The likelihood of women and men becoming more gay and lesbians will increase as their sex appetites increase. It'll become kind of a free-for-all, etc. I'm telling you, they're flirting with disaster, to borrow the Molly Hatchet song title. I'm telling you, it's trouble. Just write it down and remember who warned you first. All right, the satellite TV company Dish Network, Kurt, well, they're in talks to acquire T-Mobile U.S. So T-Mobile was going to be bought by AT&T. That was $40 billion. That melted down, didn't work. Now Dish Network, the satellite company known for TV and internet, they're going to buy the phone company, Kurt, at least if things go as hoped. What do you think?
Well, what do you? That's what I was gonna.
I want to know what you think.
Well, I mean, We a little bit, we talked about this, I guess the last time we were traveling, a typical big CEO finds out, hey, the good way to make money in this business world many times is you do these, mergers, et cetera.
You got to use the term mega, Kurt.
Well, yeah, okay.
Mega mergers. Yes.
And with it, you typically, maybe you say, hey, I'm not going to take a salary, but then you get stock options, if you will. And, you know, there's millions and millions made by these deals.
And then the mainstream press can run around and say, oh, that CEO only gets paid a dollar for their salary. Wow, I'd sure like to be paid a dollar, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt in seconds. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Wow, there's just so much news everywhere. It's beyond imagination to discuss sometimes, Kurt. Every time I look on the break, I just see headlines. I'm like, man, I got to get to that. I got to get to this. I got to get to that. But we're sticking with this story right now. Satellite TV company Dish Network's planning to purchase, hopefully, T-Mobile, they claim. They're in talks to get it done. And all I'm telling you is I don't think it's a bad idea. In fact, I think it's a good idea. And I believe that the problem really, in my humble opinion, Kurt, is government has grandfathered certain companies and given them certain key advantages. Verizon and AT&T have more spectrum, if you will, than anybody else, and it's really tough to compete with them with that in mind. And so I think that this might actually make quite a bit of difference. And if they do it right, they could create satellite communications, merge satellite phones, which have been traditionally really expensive, with landline phones, and kind of create a hybrid system that might actually give you a lot more coverage out in the country, Kurt, might give you a lot more coverage everywhere. I personally think it's a brilliant idea, but I don't think the government should have ever been in the middle of shutting down the T-Mobile AT&T merger in the first place. And I don't think that the government should really create an unfair playing field. In other words, give spectrum to certain companies who can raise more money than other companies. At some point, the government becomes the decision maker about who's the winner and the loser. And that, in my opinion, circumvents the free market big time. So I think overall, hey, if they want to merge, Kurt, and they believe that uniting their resources, joining together could make a difference and a better competition opportunity for the consumer, well, bring it on, baby. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, at least you might outline exactly how you would suggest that the whole, spectrum and all that kind of stuff be handled, so just in case somebody wants to know how to do this whole media or, you know, airwaves kind of thing, because we get told, well, that it's the public airwaves, you know, and that's why we have public transportation, public radio, you know, public TV, etc. But you might, give some folks...
I'm going to tell you a couple of things that have to get out of the mix first, Kurt. So I'll tell you some no-nos. And then that ought to help kind of set the stage for the yeses, right? The no-nos are for government to decide who the winners and the losers are based on financial highest bid scenarios. That's one reality. Government can't do that. Because what happens is a company puts in a bid, Kurt. They bid higher and higher and higher, and then the company can't afford the bid, but then the government always acquiesces and gives them time to somehow raise the money. Well, I guarantee you, if I came back to some big investors and said, hey, the government's just guaranteed me this spectrum, all you got to do is help me fund it, and we're ready to roll, I could bid on those things too, Kurt, but they don't let me bid because I don't have the wherewithal to make it happen. But the fly in the ointment is these other companies can't make it happen either until they get the commitment from the government that they get the bid. So they're playing a lot of games here. What they do is they grandfather people in, and they simply rob Peter to pay Paul, if you will. They play games with the spectrum. So I would reject that and get the government out of it, because the government oftentimes has a political agenda. Oftentimes it's at the latest and greatest lobbying efforts that really kind of calls the day. Oftentimes it's the Republican or the Democratic Party that has a huge influence based on who's in power at the time. So I would reject all that. I would shut down the FCC as an unconstitutional government agency and I'd axe it and get rid of it tomorrow. Save the taxpayer a chunk of change, to say the least. And then I would create a nonprofit private sector organization. And this organization would basically appropriately work through the allocation of spectrum. In other words, it's the people's spectrum. And how could it be best allocated to serve the most amount of people fairly? And I'll give you a quick example of my point. Right now what happens is if you're on the FM dial for radio, you owned a traditional analog radio station. Well, now digital came along. What happened is the FCC determined that, look, we're going to let these people, these analog people, go digital. And in the analog world, you might have had one channel. In the digital world, with the same amount of spectrum, Kurt, you could have, say, six channels. I'm just giving you an example. In addition to your analog channel, because you got the analog, digital. Okay, now you got six channels. Well, they just gave all those six channels to those people, and now they're able to have much more programming. But they didn't really let more people come to the table. And see, that's where I think the mistake is. My response is, hey, we found the new digital solution. This private sector board will be okay. Digital's here. You know what? We're gonna allow you to get an analog channel that you already have. And you know what? You're going to give up that channel. Or you're going to do something to go digital. But there's six digital channels here. We're going to let more players come to the table. And all I'm telling you is you could allocate these things in a more fair way. You could have members to your organization. The members could vote on decisions. And it would be a whole lot more privately administered. And people would have a greater seat at the table. And we wouldn't just grandfather people in. We wouldn't pick winners and losers. We wouldn't let the Republican or the Democratic Party manipulate the outcome. We wouldn't, okay? And the members could decide a lot of this. And there would be a formula that would prevent the big companies from taking advantage of the small companies. And you say, Sam, that's never going to happen. My response is, yeah, it is. I don't know if you know this, but when we built the Republic, the freest country on the face of the earth, the big states and the small states had this very same problem, Kurt. This very same discussion. Hey, how do we prevent the big states from steamrolling the small states? And how do we give the small states a stake in the discussion? And they created this ingenious check and balance system, Kurt, called America. And they gave a guideline document for implementation called the Constitution. And then they said, to make sure that people still don't screw it up, we're going to give the Bill of Rights to reduce the likelihood that government's involved. Now, it isn't working very well because the American people aren't demanding it, and they're not anxiously engaged in the defense of their liberty. Nevertheless, the point is the system's there, and it can and does work incredibly well when it's not ignored, when it's actually turned to for direction and guidance and for solutions. I would build a nonprofit organization that would replace the FCC, that would replace a lot of these, quote, communications departments and everything else in government. And this nonprofit private organization would be controlled by a board and by members. And then I would use a check and balance system quite similar to the supreme law of the land for my guidance, Kurt. I would make sure there's checks and balances between the big companies and the small members. There's checks and balances where you would have a board, but then you would have an acting president. You would have a judicial review committee, if you will. And you would basically create like the three branches of government, like the states and the feds. You would create checks and balances through the whole system. Would it be perfect? The answer is no. Would it be 1,000 times more effective to let diversity in the media, and I hesitate to use that diversity word because we'll get all off track if we're not careful, but could there be an option that could literally provide a much better solution than we have now? Absolutely. Would it be perfect? No. Would it have checks and balances? Yes. Would we have to jealously guard the system to prevent one check and balance from being either one completely obliterated or two ignored? Yes. You'd have to insist on the checks and balances. However, I'm convinced you could build a comparative scenario, Kurt, in the private sector that could administer this thing 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times better than the way it's being done now. On the pennies for pennies on the dollar scenario. I'm convinced it could be done, and I just laid out the blueprint of how it could be done. Now, there might be greater minds than mine, Kurt, that could lay it out a little better and to help implement it, but I'm just telling you, you asked me a question on the fly without prior, you didn't ask me this question ahead of time before the show. I live responded to your question. And if Sam Bushman on the fly, live on the radio, could come up with a solution like that, I just asked you, couldn't we, the American people, the genius of America, come up with something that would make sense? And that's just one little old mind, Sam Bushman, with an IQ of about 50, that came up with that on the fly. You know what I'm talking about? And I think that the American people, the genius of America, could make it happen. Just my humble opinion. All right, quick pause. Maybe I'm not as humble as I think I am. That's the problem. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, I might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I came up with a solution on the fly that I personally think is quite elaborate, is quite detailed, and would absolutely address the problem we're talking about. I came up with it on the fly, and I'm convinced that we've got a 200-plus year experiment about the checks and balances and about dealing with the large versus the small versus the, you know, conflicting interests that all come to the table with some of these things. And I'm convinced that it would work, Kurt. And I'm convinced that that was just me in about 30 seconds of a thought process while you brought it up. That, you know, when that happened, don't you think we could come up with solutions like that, Kurt?
Well, yes, I do, and so many of them, basically, they, at least everyone that I can think of, goes to less government and more private solutions, more, well, independent parts instead of just bigger and bigger and bigger government.
What do you think of my solution?
Well, you know, like I say, I found it impressive. Some people, for example, they look at things and they complain about it. But then when you ask them what they would do, they have no idea, and they don't even want to suggest anything. That's not the way you roll. That's why.
And I'm even prepared, by the way. I'll even make a further statement, Kurt. If somebody really had the wherewithal to get a group together to really put my general statements into concrete action with a written up document. In other words, James Madison and some of these people wrote the Supreme Law of the Land or whatever. They basically got vetted for the team to get this done. I'm even willing to serve on a board for a time. Maybe you could pay me a dollar for my salary. So I'd be like one of them big CEO kind of guys, right, Kurt? And then I would be willing to work on a team to actually implement what I'm talking about. I wouldn't just throw out the idea and then say, hey, go to it, guy. No, I'd actually get in there and wrestle with the hogs and actually do it, Kurt. And so I double down and put my money where my mouth is. In this case, my time. But I'm just saying, I am willing to really bring to fruition that of which I speak as well, Kurt. Just so you know. I mean, I'm just like going on record.
Very good. I thought you might be willing to basically ante up if called upon. The you know, it is interesting to see when it comes to real, not just talk but walk. There's not too many people that I guess you could say do the real walking.
What happens a lot of times, Curtis, government always believes they have to save us from monopolies. And I'm telling you, rarely do monopolies really happen in a true free market, Kurt. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be a couple of general ground rules to prevent somebody from becoming too powerful. There needs to be a little bit of realistic playing fields. One of the best ones is allowing someone to get sued in court, and, you know, in a fair, speedy trial scenario. But I digress. I'm just telling you that oftentimes the government always wants you to believe this boogeyman is there, and that's why they got to be there too. It isn't true. I'll give you an example. You know, everybody thought, oh man, you know, what are we going to do? TV, there's like five TV networks and they control everything. And that's it. And now my response is, well, what happened when all of a sudden Roku just cranked out 1,000, 1,500 new channels? And now as cord cutters in America, they're not even looking at traditional TV, cable, and satellite, Kurt. They're not even looking back as they cord cut and roll forward. So that's an example of who would have even contemplated Roku. Coming into the mix, building a little box smaller than your fist, making it available with 1,500 channels on it via the new media taking center stage, leaving the satellite/cable/over-the-air rabbit ears TV in the dust. Okay, so all I'm telling you is what you got to do is get government out of it. All you got to do is create an appropriate private sector solution. All you got to do is administer it with checks and balances. And buddy, voila, you've got a solution that actually fosters the free market, promotes growth, creates ground rules for stability for an appropriate playing field, and just lets it rock and roll. And they do best when they primarily stay out of the way. See, that's the problem. Government doesn't get that either, Curtin. Anyway, I digress. Don't mean to go on to it forever. However, a lot of people want to complain, as Kurt says, and then when the ideas start to, when we start to say, well, what do you got for ideas? A lot of people just kind of melt down. Not me, baby. I'm ready to go ahead and take ideas to the bank. That's just how we roll. All right, Clinton Charities in the news. They've got ideas, Kurt. I just don't back them.
Good point, Sam. You know, it's rather interesting to, you know, I mean, the way the media works on these deals, but in this particular instance, this is an overseas media piece, and you know, the headline reads, Clinton Charity took up the $10 million donation from an African church that called homosexuals devils, and that they say despite Hillary's support for gay marriage. I just think it's interesting to see. You're not going to see this get much U.S. coverage, if any. But you know, I mean, it's just incredible. This group is called the Cameroon Baptist Conventions, and their health board there, I guess they put between $1 million and $10 million into the Clinton Health Initiative. I think you ought to question the Cameroon Baptist Convention's spending as well. But anyway, this church, this African church, says homosexuality is on par with incest and bestiality, and it's a devilish type of thing. Then you have the fact that Hillary launched her campaign with a video featuring a same-sex couple about to get married. Other donors, they say, to imitate include Elton John's AIDS Foundation. Sir Elton recently married his partner, David Furnish. So, you know, the bottom line is, well, I think you can pretty much buy anything with money when it comes to the Clintons, at least.
Right. Well, and the problem is, Kurt, it just goes to show they virtually have no soul. They don't have any principles. They're a sellout for everything. Okay, they don't care about the sexual discussion or the same-sex discussion or the gays and lesbians or anything like that. All they care about is promoting whatever they believe will help the wind blow in their direction for their success, for their agenda, which is really to destroy America, to promote their own selfish interests, and to promote some globalist whacked-out dream of them being in charge and you and I being serfs. That's their plan. That's what they're after. They took up the $10 million donations. See, they're exploiting African churches. They're exploiting the same-sex people. They're violating the Constitution. But there's really no accountability. They talk about greater evidence in RICO case against Clintons. But there's not going to be anything happen here, Kurt. You think that Hillary's going to go ahead and wear a striped suit, Kurt?
Well, it might be a stripe, but it'll probably be pinstripe. Okay.
Now, Bill Clinton can just rape women and become president of the United States without any question. He can lie and say, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then, hey, that woman could become a rock star, basically, and Bill could just fade into the, hey, $500,000 a speech mode while he gets a pension from you and I, the taxpayers. While that's happening, this man admits to having sex with an 11-year-old girl, Kurt.
Well, you know, and in this story here, this is out of New York. It's an AP piece. A fathered a child with an 11-year-old girl. But in the story, that's what the headline reads, by the way. But in the story, you find out, you read down deeper. I guess, they got him to plead guilty to this first-degree rape. But, they expect to sentence him to 17 years in prison as part of this plea agreement. They dropped a separate murder charge against the guy. He was charged in June 2013. Now, remember, this is June 2015. With the shotgun killing of another Long Island man, the charge was dropped after federal authorities arrested someone else who took responsibility for the crime. You know, it kind of makes you wonder about those, arrest the usual suspects and, you know, et cetera. This guy. But anyway, they say
also makes you wonder
attorney,
about it. Also makes you wonder about evidence tampering too, Kurt, because those things are not as clean as they sound. When you get details like that, you go, "What? You're kidding me, aren't you?"
This guy's defense attorney says his client's relieved the murder charge has been dropped, and he's glad to see the truth come out. He says Rosales is satisfied with the plea in the rape case, but you know, an 11-year-old girl that, as a baby, and I would suggest, here's another example of, like Sheriff Mack tells you, the recidivism, or in other words, the long list of crimes by certain individuals, is what really adds problems here. And so many times the, quote, justice system just lets them ride because they're, providing business for the system.
There's a commercial about the Samsung 6 phone, and they say it's better than the iPhone 6. And I was just thinking, why are they saying 1/6 is better than sixes? Or wouldn't it just be sixes? I was just wondering. Half a dozen of one.
That's funny. So.
All right, just saying. All right, back in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sarah Palin's in the news, Kurt. I don't know what's up with her, man.
Well, you know, and
she ran for president, Kurt?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. You know, I mean, what is there, like 11 of them that have signed up so far? And, I mean, you only got one woman. Where's Sarah? But in this instance, she's ticked off about what she says. It's the media doing the wrong thing here. In the Time.com piece, she says the media has ignored the pedophile named Lena Dunham while, you know, they went after this Duggar guy, you know, big time hard. I guess the Josh Duggar guy, you know, admitted to touching his younger sister, some of whom were sleeping and inappropriately, where the Lena Dunham lady, you know, she did a lot of crazy stuff, way worse than that. And she just says that, well, Mrs. Palin says that, hey, this media response has been uneven.
But she's right, though, and it just really talks about, though, look, if you're conservative and if you look, they not only attack Josh for this, Kurt, which I'm not defending Josh at all. He was wrong. It's evil. Okay. But look, there is forgiveness in this world, number one. Number two, they act like the whole family's guilty.
That's a great point, Sam. That isn't true either. But it does, this piece shows you, again, you know, we can use it for a reason to say, this is why you teach people about how he who owns the media makes the rules.
I hear that. If we want to make the rules, it better own the media, huh?
That's right. How important it is.
Drunk women are in the news, Kurt, too.
Yeah. Sam, you know, now this is not going to really hit much big time media, but it's a local story in our area. And, you know, so the headline reads, police, colon, drunk woman passed out delivering newspapers. So this lady, I guess it's like 8 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And, well, you know, she apparently just kind of has a little, what would you say, a moment. She just passed out, drifted off the road, hit into a couple of trees, and then stopped against a phone junction box. The police showed up, and there were 4 children in the car in the back seat, all unrestrained. Of course, that's an evil thing, you know. You know, they asked her, you know, she said she'd been up delivering papers since 1 in the morning, so this might be, you know, one of those instances where the booming economy is working hard for her. But they said she was acting slow and lethargic. They asked her if she drank, and she said she didn't drink. But then they took her to the police station and had her breath test, and she registered a .306. And under Utah law, you're not supposed to go above .08. Maybe she was on cough syrup. I don't know. But the bottom line is she was a little boozed up. Now, there's no incidents or, you know, telling in this story about how, well, do you see how alcohol is not a friend of the people? You know, you don't see that, do you? In this.
You got that right. But what do you expect, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
You know, half the problems in our society or half the news headlines are based on things that we do. They're not causes, they're effects. of horrible choices. Lindsey Graham's in the news, Kurt. You know he's running for president, right?
Boy, that was one more ho-hum thing there for me.
Yeah, but the headline from Lindsey this time says, "Hey, Kurt, don't vote for me if you want to avoid going to war."
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he and Rick Perry are both kind of doing the war, you know, kind of thing then, because Rick Perry, I guess he rented one of those C-130 airplanes. Now, I'm trying to figure out where you rent one of those. You get those at, like, Ace Rents or what? But anyway, they say he rented one of those for his campaign kickoff. Wow.
Yeah, all I can say is it's interesting, though. I wasn't going to vote for you anyway, Lindsey, but now you just gave me a double opt-out plan.
Yeah,
I mean, you're goofy. Of course I want to avoid war. Who in their right mind would not want to avoid war, Kurt?
Well,
I mean, come on.
Peace kind of talked a little bit about it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. All right, drunk woman passed out delivering newspapers. You got to like that, huh, Kurt?
Crazy, huh?
All right, 14% of Americans are problem drinkers. New report out, Russia Today, with the details, Kurt.
Hmm.
Think
What's
about that.
What's a non-problem drinker? What I want to know.
Well, those are the people that know when to say when, Kurt. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. That have taken that course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a new car out, Kurt. It's a prototype. It won't start if your blood level's a little too high. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Car won't start.
That'll be working.
Sam. Yeah, I'm glad they're taking care of everybody.
So... You know,
no, buddy, what are you going to do? Drive through the Chicago Taco Bell and get your alcohol with your car already running? How's that going to matter?
Good point. Or go to the gas station,
not only
fill
that.
Up, and then get a couple of, you know, 12-packs, I guess.
And just get a buddy to start your car before you get in. That'll help. And the other thing you can do, Kurt, is you can just leave your car running out in front of the bar when you get drunk. Then you can just head out there and take off. See? That's what you can do. And these people are crazy, Kurt. They cannot force proper behavior here. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
What? I just don't understand them. Right?
Well, and then these same people, you know, that they want to say, hey, don't push your morality down my throat. Well, the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you know, these same people are going to try to say, hey, man, we should have... not force people to not have so many children because it's bad for the planet. What about all the havoc that's done by alcohol and its users, if you will? I mean, it's just incredible. This one lady here, she's just lucky she didn't kill somebody. And, you know, maybe she forgot to take the no end to say when, you know.
I hear that.
You know?
Now, if her car wouldn't have started, Kurt, it would have saved her day. Now, they say cars that won't start. If you've been drinking, Kurt, the interesting thing that I saw in this story, they say it's because they can smell. Cars can smell. They can smell you're drunk and we're not going to start because you reek of alcohol, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Paint Me a Birmingham song, Kurt, says, the guy in the song says, "I can for $20, I can paint you anything, buddy." But this is paradise for $20. This is kind of different, huh?
Well, now, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is Venezuela. Now, I don't know if you followed this, but Venezuela is one of the, socialist kind of, key countries. It's been, great socialist haven for a long time. I mean, they've been telling people, man, the price of a certain thing is this. I don't care if there's not enough of it, you know. Toilet paper's this price, whatever, and yet the only place to find many of those items is on the black market where people, go. But now, Sam, if you're having trouble finding a good place to, you know, vacation, you can head to Venezuela because they say...
Have you lost your mind? I'm not going to that communist nation for any vacation, buddy. They're crazy.
Well, I know, but it just shows you how whacked out, you know, that system is. They've got some... people talking about how because of their weird money system and they've got inflation that's just eating them like crazy, but you can take your money, even the dollar bill that's backed by nothing. You can go down there and you can find some real values. I guess you can get a traditional small guitar for less than $2, a straw hat for $2.50. You can even get a pretty good meal for like $1. But anyway, you pay $1 and you get a really nice meal. If you shell out $20, you're paragliding in the morning and kayaking in the afternoon. You know, the bottom line is, it's sad to see it, but
well, and they say it's phenomenal if you're a tourist with plenty of money, but if you're a local there, Kurt, you're melting down. You can't even get food and basic necessities.
Well, that's the key point to remember. Here's a another socialist experiment, socialist communist experiment, just melted down. And no big surprise.
Now, when I was younger, Kurt, I used to think I was the master negotiator, and I would try to get the best deal I could, and I kind of thought, never mind the other guy. I'm not going to steal or anything or be dishonest, but I'm going to do my very best to use my negotiating skills to get a great deal for me. And, you know, that other guy needs to look out for himself, just like I'm doing for myself, you know? Mm-hmm. But as I've gotten a little bit older, I kind of realized that's bogus, Kurt. It's absolutely bogus. Now, I should negotiate for the best deal that I can get. I agree. However, I should look for a win-win situation. I should look for both of us to come out ahead and do well. And for me to push harder than that to get a good deal for myself at the expense of another borders on dishonesty or immorality. It creates moral hazard, Kurt. So I don't do that anymore. Sure, I want a good deal, and I try to get a good deal. I'd be stupid not to. But at the same time, I want it to be a fair deal rather than a great deal. Due to my master, superior negotiator. See, that stuff's bogus. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about treating your brother as yourself? What about thinking of the other guy a little bit? What about kindness?
A little Christian-like.
Begins with me. What about,
religious.
I kind of have a different attitude than I used to, Kurt. Tomorrow we're going to talk about drought hitting Indian villages, and, well, they got what are called water wives down there. And, Kurt, are you looking for a water wife?
No. It is an interesting story,
I
guess we'll talk about it on Monday, though.
Monday. Have a great weekend, by the way. But this creates moral hazard. The term water means slave, kind of, in this scenario. And wife is a little bit different than slave, so I don't know if it's water slave or water wife. But if you marry him, I guess it becomes a water wife slave. Anyway, we'll get into the details, ladies and gentlemen, just for you. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Have a delightful weekend. Turn any phone into a radio. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. We're on the Roku player. Look at the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio, and libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. We can save America, because this nation shall endure.